Sorry, this is a new episode.
Hey, dear listener, Sim just told me we had to fill with
small talk. They don't need to hear that.
Yes, they do, because we don't have anything.
This is when they fast forward. This is when they fast forward the shit. And now
No. Hey, dear listeners, please don't fast forward the shit.
I can hear them skipping right now, Michael. Whoa, Michael, I can hear them skipping.
We were talking about something interesting though before. What was it?
This is what happens when you push record.
Oh, I know what it was. I know. Actually, it was just something that I wanted to bring up to you. How are you going to deal? Have you thought about when your son starts masturbating, how you're going to deal with it? Like, are you going to
be skipping.
Are you going to be like, you wash your own sheets, you wash your own socks? Like, what's the plan?
You know what? I had this conversation with Amy,
you know, a six-year-old boy. Yeah.
She said it's on me because she doesn't want to deal with the masturbation part.
Okay, so what's your plan?
So I need to tell him I have to talk to him about it. That's weird.
Well, I'm just...
At what age is appropriate to talk to your child about... Dear listeners, if you have a teenage child, because before teenage, it's actually, you're probably looking at, these days they start young.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. How are you going to talk to Jack?
I was asking for your advice, sort of. Or at least, like, that's why...
Well, should it be on you or should it be on Chris?
Well, I think that it's like, I just want him to be responsible about the mess, you know, about the crunch. Like, I want it to be like, learning how to do your own laundry at an appropriate age. So it's like, well, listen, you take care of that, you know.
If Jack plays it, you know, close to
so
the vest.
Is it just shower time?
Yeah, shower time is the easiest time.
I'm now regretting that this was our opening. I'm sorry, dear listeners. Because now, like, I want to go back.
I do have some feedback. Remember Caden from Nina Dobrev's episode last week? So Caden from Utah, 27, he's been with his wife for 2.5 years, married for 6 months. And in that time, he's noticed a drop in his friends. One of his friends told him that they were worried about him and that his wife was starting to burn bridges. And he wanted to know if he should focus on his marriage or if he should be able to have marriage and friends. So let's hear from some of our listeners.
Hi, guys. First off, I love y'all so much. And normally, I agree 100% with the advice you give. However, episode 158 truly got to me. I have been in this situation. I was the wife. I lost my identity by trying to be wife, mom, and housekeeper. I tried to make our marriage about just us. The thing is, in any marriage, there are two people that have their own identity. By not continuing to be yourself, maintaining your identity, you're hanging everything on your spouse. I believe there has to be a balance, and the spouse should always come first. But I also believe in maintaining relationships outside of the marriage. Your friends help you maintain an individual identity. I think in this case, because I've been her, she does not have many friends or other activities like book club to occupy her time, while he has his bro time. This is just my unqualified opinion. I just know that once you've lost who you are, getting that back is very difficult. My children are 21, 19, 17, and 16 now. They're older, and I'm divorced, and I'm left wondering what is my identity.
Heather, thank you so much for that, because I think especially as a woman, it's so relatable. I think you're completely right that it's important to always have a sense of oneself. And in your partnership or in your job or whatever, and thank you for your vulnerability as well, and telling us your story. I just don't like feeling offended. Like
you can't offend the Brits.
So, anyway. Then I can go ahead and call you a pussy?
Yes.
All right, Lena. You're being a bit of a pussy right now.
I know I am. I fucking shat at the phone. What are we doing? We're doing something.
We're doing it. Oh, what are you guys doing? And you're flying all over the place.
Yes. and I hate flying. I'm terrified.
I think that I started to become more anxious flying after I learned how to drive. Like because it's because the emphasis of lack of control. Yeah. It's like I've got all right. There's a little window over there. I can try to peek out, but for the most part, I don't know what's going on straight ahead.
Yeah. No. I it happened to me when I had kids. I was like, I just think I'm gonna die.
What? And I have bad news, Lena.
I am gonna one day. No.
Listen. News. Join the club though, because I'll be there with you. You know, at some point, maybe we'll be worm
in the afterlife
if we're lucky. Oh yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, as worm feces, I suppose. That's
what?
I know. I'm sorry. You just
have
got
you
here.
Eaten worm feces.
Have I eaten worm feces?
Worm feces.
No, I have not. Okay. At least that I'm sure I probably have somewhere along the way.
It's probably available in LA. Air One for £7,000.
And it's probably
pounds.
Really good for you. At first I thought you said, have you eaten worm feces?
I did, and then I decided worm.
But I thought that was also an interesting... Both, you really could have gone either way with interesting conversation topics.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. I know that you're on a crazy press tour, and I'm sure you feel jet lagged, and it's just so kind. We were so excited that you're here.
I'm chuffed. We love you, so all groovy.
So, who do you mean? Do you mean like the entire population of this room or the world?
The world loves you. This is so, this podcast is like super, super popular. And everyone said to me, you're going to meet all of them.
Oh, really?
I'm so excited.
Yes.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yes.
Well, I have to tell you, well, first of all, can I ask you how to pronounce your last name?
There's Heedy.
Heedy.
Yeah.
Lena Heedy.
Yeah. Irish.
So
full
you're
Irish.
Full Irish. From what part of Ireland?
From the southern part of Ireland. That's my heritage there. It's good accent.
Hey, dear listeners, I'm getting a really sexy, impish look from Lena right
That's
now.
That's my Irish imp.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so when we found out that you were coming, I have to give you a little bit of a backstory. Sim, when did you first start watching Game of Thrones? He was late on the...
I was late. I was one of those things where I just felt
resistant. I don't know why. Though.
It's
you
because I
rationale.
Was it the dragons?
No, it's not that. It's just that time commitment thing. I was also late on Breaking Bad, and I watched that in 2 months. And then my wife, I got married, and sorry, you as well.
Breaking Bad, 2 months, same thing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh my God.
And then my wife is obsessed, like everyone else in the world is obsessed, and
with
she
Breaking
said,
Bad,
with Game of
no,
Thrones.
No, I know. Yes.
And she said that with the new season coming up. You have to start. And I did. I started about 3 months ago. I'm on season 5 now, starting season 5. I'm so obsessed. I can't believe the show has been escaping me for years. It's the best show of all time.
I didn't ask you this before.
Sorry.
Did you start like the first episode? Because I know that you kind of have like, you know, listen, most of us in this industry have a little bit of ADD. Whatever issues, but did you start watching the first episode and you're like, I can't handle this many characters?
No, I started it 2011. I had one episode. I was into it, but the fucking would have kept you in there.
The fucking
didn't happen until what, episode 2 or 3?
And by then you were like, that's too many characters.
I'm just watching. I'm like jet lagged.
But
watching.
Wait, I have to tell you,
arguing about.
I'm circling back to a point. So anyway, you had a baby and you're like, I don't know, I'm going to implode. I got to start. Oh, no, it was Amy was pregnant that you started
pregnant,
watching.
Exactly.
So, and she's like, I'm bored. You're going to watch this shit with me. And you're like, fine. And then you get sucked in like we all do. And then, so he's only on season 5.
That's impressive though, 5. In 3 months.
Yes.
That's a lot to take in.
Is it more impressive that I think I'm on my 5th viewing of the entire show?
That's true as well.
Okay, that's insane.
Yeah.
And awesome.
It's...
Is that real?
Yes. Yeah. And the sad part is, I keep discovering new things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tell me.
Well, because I usually watch it, like, you know, late at night.
Did you do one series as the Bird Box challenge?
No. No, I don't even know what that is, actually. I'm so bad with, what is it that we...
It's that great movie on Netflix.
Oh, that's Sandra Bullock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Where all you can see is the thing that scares you. Like, that's the premise.
God.
Yes, yeah, so you have to blindfold yourself for your life.
Oh, God. Ugh.
I think it's good after 40.
I do think, well, this isn't, I'm getting off track, but I do think that it's important to tell your loved ones who you think might murder you, just so they have a clue.
Yeah, that's always
so helpful. Just make a short list. People from your past that are still angry that you wouldn't bang them. You know what I'm saying.
I do.
So Sim, the other day, so we have to be, you know, and I know that you can't talk too much about the show at all, but Sim has been like hyper about any spoiler alerts.
Yeah, and you ruined a couple of things for me when we were doing prep today.
No, not true. Not true. Not true at all. And we'll get into that later. But so Sim said to me, he said to me like last week, he said, the character that I identify most with is Littlefinger.
Mm. I didn't know you were going to bring
this up. Wait, no, see, you can't give anything away.
See, that reaction was...
I know. I didn't think Lena would, be emotive like that.
That's weird.
I just liked...
I know. Okay. And I couldn't wait when I found out you were coming on the show. I was like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to talk about.
I don't identify with him now after what he did to... Yes, that was pretty
good
effed
defense,
up.
Sim.
What's he done? Which one? Because he's fucked up a lot.
Well, I don't know. Should I spoil things?
Well, you're on.
I know what's happening.
He pushed the woman that was in love with him down the whatever the hole that drops him to their death. You know what I'm talking about?
The moon door.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Exactly. Like he totally played
moon door. Yeah, sounds better than it is.
Right. It's like a great club in LA.
It also doesn't make a ton of sense except for the circular nature of it, because you are looking down as opposed to up. But
okay, all I'm saying is I identified with the fact that he was an entrepreneur and he was a mover and a shaker.
Yep.
And in that time, I figured... No, it wasn't about the harem. It wasn't about the brothel. It wasn't about any of that.
Nothing to do with that.
No, but I'm just saying he was a well-connected guy who was making strides in his industry. Sorry?
Unlike you.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
That's so
I'm being such a bitch. I'm sorry, Sim.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You
I didn't
are,
know you were going to bring this up. I don't know if I should be insulted. And now I'm guessing I should be really insulted.
No,
at the time, he's a murderer now, yes. But I don't know what happens to him in season 6.
Listen, you backed the wrong player.
Yeah.
I did. Okay.
Just saying that.
Knowing you so well, I found it... I mean, I don't mean to be presumptuous, Sim, but I do feel like I do. I found it highly amusing that was the character, and it was unprompted. You just said out of the blue a little bit. We were talking about the show. I was like, "Where are you at?" I'm trying not to give any clues, and you said, "The character that I identify most with is Littlefinger." I just inside, I was just like my stomach was opening up with laughter. My diaphragm, I don't know, but I couldn't. I didn't want to. And then anyway, so Lena, your presence here allows me to get so much gratification out of that past moment. So thank you once again.
My pleasure. Littlefinger, seriously.
Never again.
Hey, so I never get cast. I know, I do. Well, because I was thinking about just something, and I hadn't intended on going here, but I don't get cast as villains. I don't know. Any advice? Can I get cast as a villain? I want to like let out the rage in me.
Do you have rage?
I do. It's because I'm 42. It's dulled itself. Yeah. You don't feel emotion as much as you used to.
No.
You know, passion, whatever, you know.
It's all dead.
It's all dead. It's like this slow numbing, I guess, which is the kind of the gift.
Dead that and dry.
Somebody, whoever's in charge of this life frame gives us that. Eventually, like, we get so numb that we just want to, like, eat applesauce and, you know, and watch whatever, like, fucking Jeopardy at some point. And you're like, yeah, this is amusing to me. Like, So
okay.
So this is
this is why you don't get cast as a villain.
I didn't when I was acting when I was a kid, I didn't I was not known as a funny person. I still don't think I don't know, whatever. I have complications with that.
Yes.
But I was just a really serious kid. I was really short and I was really serious and I was like, I need to be heard. Like, take me seriously. So I grew up doing dramatic work. So when I got my first comedic role, which was Scary Movie, which was amazing, but I just thought, I'm going to get fired. And now I can't get out of comedy. And no one.
That's a pretty good place to be.
It is. No, it is. Now I'm grateful now. But I did go through a time when I couldn't get auditions for serious projects. I wanted the variety.
Then you have to write your own villain.
Yeah.
What kind of villain do you want to be?
Like
a murderous one?
Well, that's
scheming
the kind
one.
Of the thing. That's the amazing thing about Cersei and what you do on the show is because you make a very villainous character very human at times and very and even though like against all things, I feel like Julia Louis-Dreyfus on Veep does the same thing where it's like your protagonist is like fundamentally fucked up. But for whatever reason, because of skilled actors like you, like being able to, you find yourself against like whatever instinct, like caring about them.
Yeah.
And you do that so brilliantly on Game of Thrones. And that's the kind of, I want to be the complicated kind.
Complicated is fun. I think it's just... For me, it's like not playing to be liked or hated. It's just playing who she is. Do you know what I mean? I don't give it that much thought, but it is interesting that people like her.
Yeah. Yeah.
They root for her. And you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And not Littlefinger. Rightly so.
We were talking about a scene, Michael and I, about that you... What did we see recently when you kind of stand up to your father... Papa Lannister, I call him.
Yes, he's fun.
Oh, he's great.
He's amazing.
He's great.
I've seen him in Trunks.
And how you, like, you, as Cersei, sort of, like, relish in, I hate to use the term Trump, but trumping him. Like, like you, because, you know, whatever. I could Game of Thrones this whole thing, and I'm sorry, because you get this shit all the time.
I don't mind. I like talking things.
I a long time ago, Amelia was looking at to rent a house of mine, this sweet little house. And anyway, and I was like totally starstruck. I was like, wow, I came with her.
And she's so lovely, isn't she?
She's so lovely. Yeah. She didn't rent the house, but
bitch.
I know. But she told me, we were talking about the filming process, and she was like, you know, she said something like the one of the harder things. I shouldn't put words in her mouth, especially if I cannot directly quote them. But she was talking about like the 3 a.m. mornings.
Yeah, she is.
Like in like the wig and the wardrobes and the cold and all that stuff that between the wardrobe, like I when we're up at the wall, I feel a lot of sympathy or empathy towards the wardrobe department having to dress and undress those sweaty men.
Or yes. Maybe, sweaty men.
You know what I'm like. That's a lot of unstrapping.
I've smelled them. Yeah.
Like in a trailer at the end of the day.
Also, the boys like to take everything off. Like the girls will just sit and they're like, listen, I'm in my start. Like, I'll be here. Guys, like, can I take my armor off? Can I take my heavy? And then there's like chicks just walking around carrying the armor and we're sitting in corsets and my itchy turnip wig and you're like, fucking keep it on. That's when you say you're a pussy for taking your armor off. Like, fucking wear it.
Yeah.
You don't need to take it off to eat a biscuit.
That's right. You're so right. Just like, yep.
You're a warrior.
They also like, male actors sometimes like to take everything off too. Like, you know. Yeah. Of course you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I don't know. Whatever. This is a different subject. Okay. Thank you, Sim. Thank you for letting me call you out on the little finger comment.
Oh, I never allowed you. You just went ahead and did it. Thank you for letting me implies that.
Are you harboring resentment?
No, not at all.
Are you sure? Yes. Lena, what do you think? Is he a little mad at me?
I think he's, well, yes.
I don't know what happens to
him. I think he's embarrassed
finger.
About his choice, and so he's taking out on you. Yeah.
I don't know what happens to him, but he was. I liked him for a while.
You can't change now.
Yeah, you can't change now. Yep, your little finger forever.
Right. Stinky
Pinky,
finger.
I'll call you. Stinky finger. It's coming back. Hey, dear listeners, if you feel like writing us some emails, please give Sim a hard time
please
about
don't.
Little finger. This is it's just awesome. So wait, we have some games that we want to play with you. Would you date this profession?
Which?
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a list. Sorry.
I was like, what are you?
No, I know.
I'm reading
I
your mind.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was really staring at you intently. I had to make sure I suddenly, anyway, Sim would be very mad at me if my phone was on. And then he would have little finger revenge.
He's calling you little finger.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Okay, would you date this profession? Live-in nanny.
Would I date it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Why? I like that.
Because would I date that person? I mean, I have a nanny.
Oh, but he's not your live-in nanny.
Oh, who is
but he?
He
could be. He's you could hire him if you liked him enough. He's someone else's live-in nanny.
Would I date the nanny or the profession?
The nanny.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, wait. So, yeah. So these are men
doing the jobs.
Or people in professions. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, why?
Because he would always talk about someone else's children and I have my own.
Okay, but would it make a difference if he was your live-in nanny? Because that would feel handy.
That would work, I think.
The nanny I mean, although, with benefits. What do you do if it's like, oh, you didn't do the long, like, you know, you should kind of...
It's the same as any old relationship, right?
It's true.
And you'd be like, you have to now be a live-out nanny because that's the only way it will work.
Okay. Instagram influencer.
Fuck no.
I'm not even quite sure I know what that means.
They have a bunch of followers and then they post ads and saying what they just
I'm not listening to anything you're saying anymore. You fucked yourself earlier.
So they like promote shit on Instagram.
I don't know what to say anymore. They just promote stuff on Instagram.
I mean, I'm guilty of
no, but that's different though. You have you're also promoting other stuff.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Well, you're also you have a job. Their job is just to be on Instagram.
Yeah, when that's your job, that's psychopathic. And also, I just watched this documentary called The American Meme. Have you seen it on
no
the Netflix one?
Yes,
I haven't seen it yet.
Is it really good?
It's about that. It's about how our society now, like that has become a job for people and how fucking empty and crazy that is. So no.
I do think, yeah, the fame obsession has no longer become like, I think it used to be with a degree of humility that one would admit something like that. Something like I want to be famous, but now it's shifted to a source of pride. Don't you think? Like, I don't know.
I think it's just weird. And why would anybody want to be hounded by people?
Well put, Lena. Okay. A former priest? No. Are you sure you have not thought there's
a former Catholic priest? Think about all the documentaries you've seen.
Yeah, but
no.
Former.
No.
No, he, like, let's say he.
Okay, where are you going? You're scaring me that you think that's okay.
I just want to challenge you. No. He left the church on his own
accord. He wasn't asked to leave.
Yeah, because maybe, you know, he wants to make love. And maybe all those, maybe he was a priest for like 7 years. And for those 7 years, like, there's a lot of like pent up, you know what I'm saying.
I do, but I'm going to be very provocative here.
Yeah.
All the priests
you are Irish.
Read That's, about.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They.
I didn't take that into consideration.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
They either murder people who boss them. Hence Finders Keepers on Netflix. I'm not here promoting Netflix, by the way. I just watch a lot of it. Or they like boys.
He was disillusioned.
They like boys.
And then he was like, I don't know, like, if this is the right journey for me.
Let's put the priest to bed. That's just a no.
All right.
You have to stay. I'm steering you away from former priests.
I think you're wrong.
Because you're talking yourself into it.
No, I'm not talking myself. I'm talking myself into this specific person.
Now you've created a whole
I'm trying to talk you into this specific person.
I'm going
to
say no.
All right, fine.
No. I've said no.
All right. Jesus. Ping pong champion?
Yes. Hell yes.
Okay. But I don't know if you've taken it into consideration that.
Okay.
What's happening? Like that sound that you would be hearing.
Is that the noise his hips make? Then no.
No, his hips do not make a sound. They're well oiled.
Okay.
No, this is the ping pong.
Did you say former or a current like ping pong?
So a current.
Okay. Yeah, no, that noise.
Listen, it wouldn't make me crazy if it was. I just need you to think all this through before you complete. You're very,
I like to
decisive.
Make a decision. Yes.
I know,
yes.
Which I appreciate, but I just don't know if you've considered all the angles.
Show me the angles. But that'll be a no. See? You don't have to run that by me twice.
Maybe it's in the garage.
But it'd be echoing, wouldn't it? And you'd go, and you'd hear the, no, get off. Go away with the priest and everything.
Okay, private investigator.
Yeah, maybe. That would be fun.
Would you like help solve like...
all the crimes?
The who's cheating on whom?
Yes. Imagine all the spying and the...
I know.
Like Bravo, real-time Bravo telly.
I just wonder though, like a spy makes me uneasy. I don't like, I'm fascinated. Listen, my vision of this priest was a virginal, like disillusioned.
Was a horny man in a cape.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a cape.
A stripper.
But but like just the idea of like somebody who is assuming that everyone is guilty, like a private investigator, like I don't know, like that's, I mean, I sort of do that on my own, but so I need help sort of moving away from that idea, and just that spying on people, I don't know, like there's something akin a little bit to like paparazzi a little bit, like the hunting of people essentially. I don't know. That's my take, Lena. And I'm sorry. This is about you.
Here's the good thing about him. He'd be out of the house a lot.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he'd... Oh, this ping pong man. He's back.
So a live out nanny and private investigator.
You see how I live?
Yes.
Okay, good.
A pro wrestler.
That could be interesting also.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Ties in right now to your movie that you're promoting.
What a segue. Yes.
I actually got a note from your publicist saying, you got to promote the movie.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to do that. And we're going to do that right now.
Right now.
Fighting with my family.
I had the good fortune of being able to work with Stephen Merchant in a movie I did years ago.
A former priest.
And
really, no, he's not.
That was good, Lean. Good to fucking delivery. You just searsied my ass.
So see that walk.
you're seen as a verb from now on. But no, he's lovely, and the movie looks incredible. And we were able to see some of it, but then you wanted to come over early, which we were very happy about. But I haven't finished it.
Okay,
so please forgive me.
No,
but I adore him, and and the actors are all really great. And I heard you say last night on Jimmy Kimmel, because I did see that, the whole thing of that, that it's based off of a true story.
Yes, it's if you haven't seen the documentary of the same title, it's a brilliant documentary because you see the real people, obviously, and they are like nothing else. They're such an incredible family.
Oh, the young actress is really brilliant. I mean, everyone's really good.
Yeah.
And
Dwayne Johnson is in the movie.
Yes.
And didn't he produce it as well?
Littlefinger over here cares about.
I know. She's listening to you.
Is that your favorite character now?
Yes. He produced it. And I believe the meeting he has with Paige in the movie really happened. Or like on her way up, he kind of was like, you got to do
that. That's amazing.
This. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations. Wait, so is this the point where we talk about where it is? How do we see it?
Well, I don't know. It's coming out February 14th.
See, I'm good
February 14th.
Good at my job. Isn't that Valentine's Day?
It's the perfect Valentine's Day movie.
You can take a
priest or a ping pong player.
You like documentaries.
I love docs.
Is that because I really like documentaries as well, although I haven't seen as many as you have, but... just in this brief time that we've been talking, but do you think that that's because sometimes I think a lot about acting when I'm watching a movie? I mean, that sounds like probably like a loftier mindset than I really have, but I think I look for the honesty there's something relieving in a documentary because it lets me escape my neurotic actor head, I guess.
Yes, I feel the same way. I think it's like totally different experience.
Would you date a documentarian? Is that the only profession you would date?
The only
besides
one.
Pro wrestler?
Yes. I mean, I think that covers everything.
A sex toy model?
No. Keep it. Okay, good. No, it's another one you want, isn't it?
No. Nah, I don't know. Have you ever had, you've probably had to have your head cast or like whatever, like body parts. Have you ever, because I've had to weirdly do that for the scary movies.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It is horrible. And I do wonder about, I think in Scary Movie 2, somebody had to have their vagina cast. And
for the movie or?
For the,
just Valentine's Day.
I just remember thinking, so I don't know. Do you have a bunch of people
casting my vagina?
Yeah, no. Or your boyfriend's penis?
No, but I'm going to start doing that now.
Do you think that sexual terms in the English language are intentionally unattractive sounding? Sorry, this is something that we've talked about before. But I was saying the word penis, I was like, that's just not an attractive
one. No, that's a weird one.
I think, I just wonder if it's, if it's intentional somehow. Okay, you know what I'm saying. Okay, so now we're going to move on to, I know it's going to, I was worried about this segment, but I kind of want to do
it. We also have two calls.
Oh yeah, I know. Okay, all right. Should we go to dating deal breakers? Maybe. Let's do
that. Just a couple of those. Yeah, okay. That's a good idea.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, on the first date, he takes you to dinner and orders for you.
You would describe the face that Lena just made.
Lena just looked like she ate a nice hunk of rotten head cheese.
Well, yeah. Fuck no. That's really
weird. I hope
weird.
That image gets seared when I get Alzheimer's later. I hope that's all I remember. It's like, yeah.
Like an old tortoise.
Okay, but what if it was French onion soup, polenta with mushrooms?
Okay, then kind of okay. I'd go one more time out with him.
Really?
And if he misordered, then no.
Okay, but is there weirdness in that he did like research on you?
No, because it was a good order, so be fine.
Oh, be fine. Okay.
I just want to go home with him.
Okay. Yeah.
Because he may kill you.
Yeah. he wears glasses all the time, but they aren't prescription.
No, I've been there. It's a bad move. I've dated that guy. It doesn't end well.
Oh. I think there's something funny about asking like an actor that question too, because
they're wearing those glasses usually.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Over top us, he says, oh my God, my sister just, I know, I love saying tapas. My mom is always like, did you say topless? I'm like, yeah, mom gets you every time. It's just, okay. Over top us, he says, oh my God, my sister just sent me the funniest picture. It's so weird. You look just like her. Are you sure you don't want wine?
I'm good. For wine. That sounds like a Game of Thrones plot.
Well.
Yeah. I'd have to say no.
Okay.
I've been there too.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Now, but is there a world where he doesn't, there isn't really a world where he doesn't know what you do or that he has never seen Game of Thrones before. But if there was that world, would that... You have good tongue skill.
Right.
Is that one of the weirdest compliments you've ever received?
Ever.
Well, maybe, probably not. No, of course not.
No, it is.
Well,
stop
maybe,
that.
Maybe from another actor sitting on the sofa with you.
Yes.
But maybe, I don't know. I'm going to another place with that compliment.
It's yet to come.
Okay. He makes you take your shoes off when you come over, but he keeps his on.
He keeps his on. No.
They're holistic shoes. He says, I'm sorry.
No. That's like the worst combo of things I could ever imagine. These are all murderers you're describing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We were trying to find... Oh, okay, wait. He does a shot of vodka every morning for health benefits.
Yeah, that would be okay.
All right. We finally got one.
Yeah.
Yes. We have.
He sounds like fun.
Morning vodka, pro wrestler. What else did we say you liked? The live out nanny and
the live out someone else.
Private investigator.
Because he's not home. Often.
Yeah. Ghost exorcist? Ghost exorcist.
Yes. I think that would be fun.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you a ghostie?
I love all that stuff.
You do?
Yes.
Wait, okay. What if, have you ever been to the Oakwood Apartments here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah.
The creepy place where everyone is put.
Yeah.
It's like it's actor like jail.
Furnished apartments. Yeah.
Yeah, you're staying at the Oakwoods. Yeah. You're like, oh, fuck.
But to our dear listeners, they're like, it's a nice but very bland, massive apartment complex in Los Angeles, and a lot of actors stay there for like pilot season, and it's depressing because usually you haven't booked your pilot or whatever.
Yes, it's the indicator.
Yes, But what if, okay, you went back, like you're on a date, it's going great. You go back to his Oakwood apartment. Like, I just want to give you a visual of like an apartment that was built in, like,
I'm willing to listen.
86.
Yes. Okay.
Or whatever. And he says it's haunted.
Great. I love that.
Really?
Well, I love horror. I like horror films.
Okay.
And me talking about seeing all these things is because I've been on a plane and I don't get to watch anything. I have two kids.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, and I didn't sleep. I watched like 20,000 things on the plane. And then I started to watch a horror film and I thought, I was like, I won't be scared on a plane because it's full of people and it's a plane and there's no ghosts on the plane, right? So I watched it. But every time someone walked past, I shat myself. I promise you, I was kind of in the dark. I was like, oh, okay. And it happened a lot on the plane. I had to turn it off. But I'm obsessed with all that stuff.
Lena, without like, what, I don't know anything, but what's like with, and the reason, you know how somebody asks a question because they really want to just answer their own question? That's sort of what I'm doing right now.
I'm going to be silent.
The worst way I've died on camera is I was in a horror movie. I was a local hire up in Seattle, and the killer's in the house. My stupid character, who only has one outfit, which is a cheerleading outfit, runs upstairs and she trembles on the bed, and I look towards the wall and it says "Die, bitch," and I'm scratched into the wall. The killer has a hook. The killer, that's the preferred choice of weapon, I suppose, which seems impractical, but anyway,
unhelpful sometimes.
So the camera pans between my trembling legs and my little cheerleading skirt, and we see the hook come up between my legs, and I get gutted, and it looks like I'm having this death orgasm because I thought the intention was that I get gutted in the stomach because that's where you gut somebody normally
with a hook.
But it looks like I'm getting I guess my vagina torn up a bit, and I'm getting pleasure out of it because it's hard to die when you haven't experienced it. You know, Lena, I'm sorry. Did you know that your afternoon was going to be like this?
I had some idea.
But anyway, have you had an experience like that?
Of a deathgasm?
A deathgasm?
Not by hook. Yeah, I did a low budge horror film and I died by a giant machete going into my head.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What was your death face like?
Pretty much like the tortoise earlier.
Little tongue out.
And it was like, that one.
You didn't think it was a little too hammy?
It was a hammy film. It was all ham.
The machete to the head, that's tough. You don't even have
brutal.
Time to absorb it.
No.
I got my throat slit in another movie, and I put my hands up, and they had these little blood lines, little tubes of blood, you know, taped to the back of the undercarriage of my fingers. Oh, Sim's getting anxious.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay.
That wasn't like a
hint. No, but it is. Anyway, because I'm just...
She's talking about undercarriages of her fingers.
I know. That was
a tricky death because it was like... Because I had to... gag, you know, like,
oh my God,
and realized
so
that this girl that I was trying to seduce is killing me. She was building the perfect doll out of humans and I was the torso, which I kind of felt like,
what film is this, please?
It's called May.
Okay.
I felt like, well, yeah, like, I don't know, like I would have preferred to have been legs or, you know, face, but I know that's asking a lot. Instead, I'm torso.
Torso. Yeah. I think torso's great.
Yeah, anyway, she sews us together and creates her perfect
doll. I have to see this.
May.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's up next.
Yeah. All right, will you get back to me if
yes,
you see it?
Yes, okay. I am.
Okay.
I'm going to look out for the...
Which was different from my deathgasm.
Yes. But, how did that go? I'll have what she's
elongated.
That was
Lena, good one.
Not a nerd.
Oh, hey, dear listeners, join us for
death face off.
Deathgasm off. It is weird when you have to like ADR any kind of running or like,
oh yeah,
running away. You just think, I just, it's all the same noise.
Or falling's really hard.
Get the big,
or, yeah, like, or like getting the impact.
Yes, impacts.
It's difficult. You have to like, I don't know how to do it.
And not shit yourself when you do it.